sat with his fool for 40 minutes and were very confident that he listened to the points that we had brought up, and seeing that basically we weren't a crowd of complaining mums, that we actually went down there with the plan. We're confident that he will look into things, and I'm sure he's fully aware that we're not just going to sit back after this.
Now, the essential point you were making to Leo Varadkar is that your children require palliative care. They have these conditions which, sadly, are not going to improve, and life would be a lot easier for them and for you if you could get this treatment in Derry or even in Belfast rather than have to face those journeys to Temple Street and other hospitals in Dublin.
Yes, we did explain about the travel issue for children with severe disabilities in Donegal, and we also explained that the HSC guidelines itself on palliative care hasn't been carried out in Donegal. So this is something that would need to be looked into, and that fact we have nothing, and we did tell him that.
I understand, Jeannie, you also had the opportunity to meet with Taoiseach Enda Kenny last night.
While we were waiting on the room to be available to meet the minister, the Taoiseach actually passed, so we took the opportunity to kind of grab him, and we explained why we were there, and we had given him our points, and we had discussed some of the reasons as to why, and each one of us told the Taoiseach why we were there, and he was under the impression that cross-border care isn't a difficult one, and that we had valid points, and did ask for more information to be emailed to him, but made the reference for us to tell the minister that we were talking to the boss.